Someone recently told me I was forgetful. Come on. Who was that?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
How are you at remembering? Are you at the age where you've decided to cross your computer with an elephant so you can have more memory? Well, lest you be discouraged, I gotta tell you something. We were seated at a banquet with a woman in her mid-30s. She's a brilliant doctor who sometimes forgets. She was with her 4-year-old at a grocery store, and a lady asked, "What's her name?" She said, "My mind went completely blank." We have 2 other children. I remembered their names, but not the name of this particular child. So she said, "I'm not sure," and headed for the checkout. Then she said, "If you tell this story, Calloway, don't tell my name. So don't worry, Donna, I would not dream of it." Well, I just finished reading the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th book in the Bible, and one word kept popping out at me: remember. I started to smile when I saw it, and I underlined it 25 times. Remember, do not forget. Of course, God doesn't stutter. He just kept repeating through Moses the very thing we need to hear. Hello, wake up, remember. It doesn't matter our age or our IQ, we all forget. Even the brilliant G.K. Chesterton forgot. He wrote those Father Brown books. On a lecture tour, Gilbert Keith sent his lovely wife a telegram telling her he was in Birmingham and asking, "Where should I be?" She said, "Home." Now that I'm past middle age, my kids tease me. My son said, "Dad, don't worry about old age, it won't last long." So I cut him right out of the will. Seriously, I love this age. Grandkids think you're wonderful. One said, "I wish I would have gotten to know you sooner." Oh, well, I think she was 4. Not everything about aging is great, but here's one nice thing. My secrets are safe with my friends. They can't remember what I told them. And what does God want us to remember? His goodness to us, our covenant with Him. He says, "Be careful not to forget the Lord who rescued you from slavery. You saw it with your own eyes. Take care lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God." Could it be that God knows the thickness of our heads and the hardness of our hearts, and the coming days when we will gripe and grouse and forget His goodness? May it never be. Remembering God's deeds in the past allows us to walk into the future filled with a confident hope. We've watched what God has done, and He's not about to stop now. The word remember is used over 1,200 times in the Bible. David wrote in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." In Psalm 77, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. What God is so great as our God?" One of the keys to 4 decades of an imperfect but joyful marriage is this. In the hard times, we remember and give thanks for the good times. Never forget to remember, to talk about, to celebrate the great things God has done. A grandson asked Grandma, "Do you know how you and God are alike?" Grandma mentally polished her halo and said, "No, how are we alike?" "You're both old," he replied. Are there things God has done that you need to revisit? Tell someone today. Even if you're at the age where you have to Google how to spell Google, or take 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes, or you've been trying to reheat your coffee in the refrigerator, we're never too old or too young to recount what God has done.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.